Welcome to Kabbalah for Everyone with the Order of the White Lion. The Order of the White Lion is a teaching organization that focuses on all aspects of spiritual and physical life. It's run by teachers who've completed an extensive study of spiritual awareness and in particular the Tree of Life, working very much on a practical level. Our aim is to help raise awareness not only of the teachings and how to use the Tree of Life, but also to help others to find a way of living their lives more fully. Many seriously believe that there's a common bridge of thought that can encompass all things, however seemingly strange. The difficulty is in finding that bridge, for most of us are full of preconceived ideas and frightened of anything new. The Order of the White Lion will be taking a look at different approaches to a universal language so profound that it seems complex in its simplicity. Yet it is simply the language of nature, which is subject to the same universal laws as ourselves. With a little observation, this language can be used as a tool to help us to discover ourselves and our true potential, for we can learn to act in time with the natural cycle of our lives. If we stop considering how wrong others are, but instead look to how right they could be, we may find a way of fitting things together in accord with all thoughts and beliefs, which will lead to greater tolerance and understanding of ourselves and each other. Our aim is to encourage the coexistence of all beliefs, whatever race, culture, or creed, not one trying to convert the other, but working together side by side in harmony in the common search for the one universal truth that ensures peace of mind for all. To promote the growth of public interest in the art of self-understanding, thus enabling people to find the freedom to help themselves and tolerate others more easily. The origins of OWL, or the Order of the White Lion, began under the name of Mart in 1981. It was founded by Jenny Shell, who, due to her mother's illness, had spent many years examining the different approaches to mental and emotional suffering. This led to a personal study of an extensive range of subjects, including various religious beliefs, psychology, mediumship, astrology, karma, tarot, and Kabbalah. Mart, named after the Egyptian goddess of truth and justice, originally started as a self-awareness school, specifically designed to create training courses where groups could discover more about themselves, the world around them, and to perhaps find some explanation as to the reason for their existence, in particular, their sole purpose in life. This was done through the use of astrology and other mystical subjects, such as psychological tools of self-understanding. Over the years, more than 6,000 people from all walks of life came under instruction, some who stayed briefly, and some who continued their studies for more than 18 years. It subsequently became very clear that of those who attended, although some came for personal help and support, many others were inspired to travel a far more active spiritual quest, which they hoped would not only help themselves, but perhaps eventually be of some use to the rest of humanity. The Order of the White Lion, otherwise known as OWL, emerged in 2000 as a Kabbalistic teaching and healing order, run by those who have completed this extensive study of spiritual awareness, and in particular the Tree of Life. All the participants have a background of at least 10 years training and considerable experience in many other specialized areas of self-development. The White Lion has often been linked with the power of the day and also the divine light of creative vision. The lion is well known as the king of beasts on earth, and therefore the white lion also represents the magnificence of nature abundant with life. The owl is a night creature, silent and sure, who has the innate ability to see in the dark. Hence it is often associated with wisdom, teaching, and the power of night. The Order of the White Lion encompasses both the white lion and the owl. Hence it represents the many varied patterns of nature, including the ability to see the unseen. Our job is to try to help people explore the hidden inner aspects of the world, the polarity of all things, the work and guidance of other planes of existence, and to give some explanation as to how and why events both easy and difficult may occur in our everyday world. We attempt to assist others to find, confront, and understand their problems, while sustaining comfort and hope for the future. The name, the Order of the White Lion, was given to us by an inner plane communicator. No distinction or preference is made on any subject, but rather theories are put forward as teaching aids that may be useful for those who wish to explore some of the multitude of different ideals that make up our world. The Order of the White Lion is not based in any religion, but strongly upholds the value of living by universal spiritual principles and the magical power of lateral thinking. Our interest is in the human dilemma of where to go, what to think, how to feel, and when to action in life. There are many ways to explore the Tree of Life. The Order of the White Lion works very much on a practical level, so the focus is on helping others with getting started with the Kabbalah basics and explaining how to use the teachings in everyday life. Kabbalah is a wealth of ancient wisdom we can use on a daily basis for spiritual guidance and creative inspiration. The teachings are mapped out on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life and offer practical insights that we can use to overcome life challenges and develop understanding of the bigger spiritual picture. Each sapphira, or circle, of the Tree of Life focuses on a different area of life and aligns with the temple. The temples act as connection points with our higher mind, or psyche. All the temples can be used for meditation purposes, and each one is very different. We use these inner temples for information or guidance to help us on our journey through life. Getting started with Kabbalah basics begins on the ground floor, at the beginning. When studying the practical Kabbalah, the student often begins at the base of the Tree of Life and starts by familiarizing themselves first with the sapphira known as the Temple of Earth. The Hebrew name for this temple is Malkuth, which in English means the kingdom of Earth. Malkuth is sapphira number 10 and known as the kingdom. Malkuth represents the physical body and physical plane. The physical plane is the world of matter. It is the world we live in. The teachings of Malkuth increase our awareness of the way we behave and the personal life we have created for ourselves and help us to get our life in order. As we go deeper into the teachings, we discover that the Tree of Life has many levels. There are worlds within worlds. To help you understand Malkuth, there is a Malkuth workbook available on the Order of the White Lion website. It's a beginner's guide to these hidden worlds and explains how we can build our own meditation temple. Meditating in the Oak Temple of Malkuth helps the individual to become more aware of the energy of the material, physical plane and gain a greater understanding of the way they handle this energy and take action in everyday life. We can also use the Temple of Malkuth for solace and peace, to keep ourselves grounded and to replenish lost energy. If you'd like to know more about the Kabbalah, then please visit our website, www.orderofthewhitelion.com. If you have any questions for us, then please leave them on Twitter using the hashtag AskOwl, and we'll be very happy to answer your questions on a later podcast. In this series of podcasts, we'll be looking at some of the many areas covered within the Tree of Life, including the topic of karma and power of the subconscious mind, and how this ancient wisdom can easily be used on a daily basis to improve your quality of life. If you go to the Order of the White Lion website, you'll see various illustrations that can help with your understanding of how the Tree of Life works. There's also a complete series of workbooks available if you want to explore deeper into the Tree of Life, starting with the physical plane and moving up to the spiritual realms of Kether, also known as completion of the great work. We hope this introduction to the Order of the White Lion and practical Kabbalah teachings has been of interest to you, and look forward to receiving your questions on Twitter. Many thanks for listening.